You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are looking for it.
This is the network you are looking for.
We will follow the anti-social network.
That's right, baby. Follow the anti-social network. Oops, there we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another Wrestle Shoot. I'm Rob Wiles, joined, of course, by Mr. Sexy over here, Bobby Boucher, my hetero life mate, Chris fucking Casanova.
Where's my daddy at?
It's me, your daddy, Roberto. I seen you on the ESPN. We should go on tour like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
Okay, daddy.
Forget school, Doopy.
Oh, man.
All right, so last week we did Dark Side of the Ring and pretty much gave our thoughts on it, but apparently there was some shit left on the table that you still wanted to say. And I don't know what the fuck you're going to say, so let's all find out together.
Yeah, man. So I thought I was going to leave it last week. Like, hey, we're not going to bring it up again, talk about it. That was done. And I had some shit. Actually, I was thinking over the week about it, and some shit just came up. I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I need to bring this on the show. So,
fucking, all right, then. Let's rattle some cages.
All right. So in the Dark Side of the Ring, we were talking about how we feel sorry for these guys and it's fucked up. And these Dark Side of the Ring promoters are terrible people. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that, man. Why are they so terrible? And I'll tell you why they're not that terrible.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Tell me.
I can't speak for the dead, the ones that passed away. However, I can speak for their fucking family members. They got fucking paid for this, dude. These producers fucking threw money at their family members, and they paid them for it. So I don't really feel bad. They're trying to profit off of this bullshit. Both sides are. And the ones that are still alive, again, I might cause some controversy here. They took the fucking payout to tell their fucking story. So fuck that, man. Like, I'm not saying I don't feel bad for them, but now it's kind of like, well, you knew what you're doing when you made this. You signed up. You signed your life away. That's my side of it. And again,
well, two-faced little fucking bastard. You motherfucker, you. What do you think they got for their payout? A couple hundred bucks? a bag of dope?
I can't speak on that, but I'm sure they got paid pretty decent to fucking do their story.
Or could it have maybe worked out more like, what's that goddamn gimmick movie fucking back in the day that sucked up wrestling, the wrestling business? Come on. The documentary. No, the documentary.
Beyond the Mat?
Yeah, man. Beyond the Mat wasn't supposed to be a hatchet job on wrestling. That's just what they decided to turn it into.
Well, Beyond the Mat, I know, well, you know a few of those guys that were on there personally, quite a few of them, and they got fucking paid for that, man. They got paid pretty good to make that. And I'm speaking of two people. I'm not going to say the names, but we fucking know.
Yeah.
It raised that price, Rob.
But the thing is, I didn't have a price. I told them to fuck themselves.
Okay, I can't speak for you. I would say majority of people, they're going to fucking sell out, man. If they're paying the money, yeah.
I didn't even want to hear a dollar amount from them. I was like, no, I'm not interested. I've already heard about what you guys are doing. This is a hatchet job. This isn't nothing good. They're like, oh, no, it's just showing the truth. The truth is always skewed. And I think that this whole dark side of the ring, I don't know exactly how many of their facts are getting correct.
But they signed off on it, though, like the ones that are, especially the ones that are still alive that did.
Are you sure, though? Do they have to sign off on it? Like you took your little payday. You don't have to have final creative control. We're going to hatch it together, everything that you said, however we want to.
They're giving interviews on it. They're talking. I'm sure they got some fucking say in it.
Man, I'm going to kick you right in your newts.
But can't you say you agree with me? Can you say you agree with me a little bit? Like, you don't, I'm not saying their stories, I'm not like saying it's not valid, but can you agree with me? Like, they took the payout. If they really felt the way they did, like, fuck that, you know, they would say, no, I don't want to tell my story. Fuck that. Bullshit. I'm not signing off on
it. You said you saw something on Buff, but as far as like my limited information tells me, when they started Dark Side of the Ring, it was hatchet job work. It was just like Beyond the Mat. And I've noticed that the ones they have made the most recently have been all about dead wrestlers who couldn't really speak up and defend themselves. And family's going to take a payday, especially if family's got hard feelings.
Yeah, well, I know Buff was on there. I know Jake was on there. Fuck, there was another one on there too.
Jake knew he was going to get chopped up.
Yeah.
Jake knew it was a hatchet job, but he did it because he's still one of those recovery warriors. He's still in that stage of his own recovery, and he might never stop. Jake might be a recovery warrior for the rest of his days, which would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
That means he's staying right.
Yeah, no, I agree, but they have a concept. I mean, Darksider, they have a concept. I'm not saying it's, you know, I agree with it 100%, but at the same time is these people signed off on it. Some of these people that were doing it and their family members are just as fucking guilty. They're taking a fucking payout for it. So I don't know. I'm just kind of giving you my side of it. And I just had to say, I wish I could have said that last week, but I really didn't think of it until actually got off the air.
Now, look, you're already making people have to go take a piss. You're upsetting them so much. Jesus Christ. Aaron, come on back to us after you relieve yourself. We'll still be here.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know, by the way.
Talking about what a dipshit Chris is.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm just saying.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. But in this case.
Lord, I feel like this is more of a. This debate would have been better to have if you were in Florida sitting right here.
Why? So you can like give me a chop or something or like a
fucking A. Hell yeah.
Or a short clothesline.
Something, dude. Just even if it's just grab a fucking chin lock and throw some fucking heat in.
Just real quick, I can end on time to respond. You just grab me, hook me, fucking stir throwing it.
I'd be like, fuck you, Bobby Boucher. Boom, 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 boom.
Son of a bitch.
I put the water boy in the hospital for real this time.
Shit, there's no room for me to do the spear either if I'll sit next to you.
Powerbomb, courtesy of Captain Insano. I don't know, man. I can't get with you on this. And, you know, I don't even know if I'm so angry necessarily at the producers of the show, because, you know, they are just trying to make a buck.
Yeah, of course.
But all of these two-faced fucking fans that have made that thing a success bothers me. So maybe I'm just applying that aggression over there. But either way, Dark Side of the Ring is fucked up.
Why would you watch an episode? I'm actually really curious. You kind of explained a little bit, but...
I'm not interested in seeing them hatchet the boys. I'm not interested in that. Look, man, these guys lived their lives the way they did for their own fucking reasons. When they showed up to go to work, for the most part, they showed up sober. They went out, then they put on the best kind of job they could, and then they went on about their lives. And I just... It's just like the Beyond the Music shit back in the day used to bother me. Why would you hatchet Motley Crue? You know, they have hatcheted themselves enough in the public eye. They don't need you to come along and fuck with them. Why would you pull apart musical icons just to shed some shittiness on them, just so you can go ahead and buy yourself another boat or an apartment for your mistress or whatever? Like, fuck off, man. Quit trying to destroy our childhood by picking apart major parts of it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to that. But again, they fucking signed off on it somehow. They had. And I think part of it is, and this sounds fucked up too, is, now don't take me the wrong way. Well, don't take this the wrong way, anybody. But I think they're in the back of their head, they're showing themselves Beyond the Music, Beyond the Mad, Dark Side of the Ring, whatever it is. They're trying to make themselves somewhat relevant in some way still.
Most of the people who did the Behind the Music, they didn't do it. It was just done about them because they're allowed to do that.
They've had live interviews on some of them. Or not live interviews.
No, they've taken interviews that they have done and incorporated into their thing.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. I thought Beyond the Music, even when I was a kid, man, I was still a teenager with the long hair and, you know, the fucking rock and fucking roll. But even then, those ones that I watched, I thought this just isn't right. This isn't right to do this kind of thing to somebody who's going through their own personal hells and to expose it and make it worse.
Yeah.
I will say that I've heard one celebrity from Beyond the Music or Behind the Music say that their hatchet job episode helped them out greatly. And then it kind of coincided with them going to prison to clean their life up and keep it cleaned up. And that's boy fucking George of all people.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Drugs, dude, took a hefty toll on that dude.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. He still looks pretty fucking good for the amount of damage he's done in his age. He still looks pretty okay.
What? Is he still in prison?
No, he's been out of prison for a long time. He got a drug beef.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. So he wasn't out. He wasn't there very long, right? I would think.
I think it was like 5 years.
Oh shit! Okay, wow.
Like he got caught with a real Rob Wilde caliber drug beef.
Oh shit!
Except he was a rock star, and they were looking to make an example out of him.
Oh, okay. Wow. But don't you think though? Getting back to the fucking Dark Side of the Ring, it's fucked up, man. It does show a bad side of wrestling, but then it also kind of opens your eyes up. We're both a wrestler, so we understand how it is.
That's why I can't watch The Wrestler. It upsets me. It's too close to home. It's too real.
You've seen The Wrestler, have you?
I have seen The Wrestler. I can't watch it again though.
Yeah, it is pretty sad, but it's
too real.
It really is real, and it gives that fucking, I'll use a word on your cart, that carny fucking vibe to it, man. Like just, oh. You know,
How is carny my word?
I didn't say it was your word.
You said I'll use your word. I'm busting.
You did bust me. Because you like to use that word quite a bit.
Well, because, I mean, carny's pretty, just like work. And I tell people this all the time. Everything is a work. Everything is a work.
Yeah, absolutely. Even fucking real life is a work sometimes.
All the time. Everything is a work. somebody is always trying to get over on somebody else, always trying to, everything is a work. And the sooner people accept that and like open their eyes and realize it, life does get a little bit easier when you pretty much know 90% of the people out there are trying to fuck you over.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, the wrestling business, I'll say a good, there's a lot of positive for the wrestling business. There's a lot of negatives, unfortunately too, but I say the whole work thing definitely fucking helped me fucking in the real world, is people trying to fucking constantly get, you're right, people are always trying to constantly get over on you.
Yeah.
And I think those darks, I keep going that dark side of the ring, but it shows a deep dive into that, like how fucked up things are, man, like in that business. It's fucked up, man. Really is.
And again, I just don't feel like that's something that needs to be, I don't know. If somebody did a hatchet job on me by putting out my past addiction problems and whatnot, I'd definitely be getting a lawyer. I mean, and I know it's the Freedom of Information Act. It's public knowledge. Anybody's allowed to find that out. But if somebody's profiting on me and they ain't kicking me in, I'm definitely suing.
Yeah.
But I would do everything I could to block that from going out, not because I'm some megastar. It's just, fuck you, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's like these people who tell me drug addiction is a choice. You know, I want to just put my dick deep in their mouth. Don't, fuck you. I understand that picking up and using the first time was your choice. Ooh, this is fun. Let me do it some more. Hey, I don't feel that emotional pain. Let me do it some more. And then it becomes that addiction. So a million fucking people would have much rather put that needle down, for instance.
Oh, sure.
Rather than overdose and die. But that's what addiction will do to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to forget when I was staying in that hotel, when I was hotel bouncing, back when I was selling my fucking cocaine. There was this fucking couple who was a couple doors down. Dude shot up, overdosed, and died. The girl showed up, the girlfriend, as they were wheeling his body out. She had some of that same packaging on her. And her brain told her, well, I can handle this. So this must be really good if it killed him. And I got to drown my pain. She shot up. She overdosed and died.
Yeah, wow.
And that's addiction. And these wrestlers who were suffering through these fucking addictions, I don't believe should be put on that, have a spotlight shown on that. That doesn't help anybody except the producers. Who does Dark Side of the Ring actually help?
It helps their fucking pot. Well, no, I would say this about them. I think it gives people clarity on actually what has gone on and what goes on in the business, like how unfortunately shady it really is. People that don't know.
Why ruin wrestling like that? Why fuck up an entire industry?
Because it's interesting. People will watch. That's why they're doing it. And it sucks they say that, but they know this is a product. They're going to put it out there. They're going to advertise it. And people are like, fuck, I want to see that. And I'll be honest, I fell victim to it as well. I did. I'm like, you know, I'm fucking interested. Did I know a lot of stuff going into it? Well, yeah, of course. I'm fucking in the wrestling business. You are too, obviously. We knew, but I think seeing it on there, you're like, fuck, man, it gets you thinking, and people are going to watch it. That's why it's interesting.
I mean, there are so many fucking names I want to drop right now with people that we've known and seen spiral out of control. Some of them crashed and burned and were gone. Some of them pulled out. But
yeah,
what good would I be doing by coming out and saying people's names on the air right now?
No, you
wouldn't be doing anybody any good.
100%. Yeah, I agree. Do I think some of it's fluff? Yeah, I think some of it's fluff. I think the ones that were live that did these shows, I think some were like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Did it really happen? Probably not. They're workers, right? They're like
different. Like Jannetty.
Yeah, like, wow, that's a good one right there. Yeah. But
still loves to run around on TV and say he killed somebody and then runs around to everybody else going, no, I never, that was just a gimmick.
Yeah.
Poor Marty. Poor Marty.
I have a lot of love for Marty. Unfortunately, well, I mean, I don't want to talk about his shit on the air, but
yeah, it hurts to see him spin out like he does.
It does, because he's a friend of ours.
Yeah, on and off, I guess. I don't know if he's mad at me right now or not. You know, he switches off every few months.
You guys have a lover's quarrel right now? Or what? Oh, okay.
I haven't reached out to him in half a year.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, just, you know, and that goes against kind of my own principles about trying to support people in addiction who are trying to get clean. But
yeah,
I don't think Marty wants it. Like Buff. I know Buff wanted it. I know, unfortunately, with Buff, it didn't hold. But he will have another moment of clarity, and I know he'll give it another stab. Marty just does it to avoid legals.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think with Buff, though, since you mentioned it, I think Buff, he seems like, to me, one of those guys that somehow, when he puts the effort in or whatever it is, he comes off, you know, good on the other side. Like, for some reason, he puts the work in, and so, I don't know.
Unfortunately for Buffy, he never comes out smelling like roses. He always comes out smelling like shit. But it's because he owns it.
Well, yeah. Well,
but you never come out the other side, you know, dust free if you're going to actually own what you've done. You got to be willing to take those showers to wash all that funk off. It takes a while.
I agree. I think I didn't explain it right. I think with whole Buff, because I watched his episode, and it was quite good. It was quite good. And it started when he first started out, and of course he had these troubles, and then somehow he overcame it and just kept it fucking going, man. Eventually it spiraled out at the end, but there was multiple times during the episode where I watched, I'm like, damn, dude, he pushes through, and somehow he was always, you know, always pushing.
Well, he's
through.
Tenacious as fuck. You got to give him that.
There you go. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Tenacious. Like,
yeah.
With all the gimmicks he had, with all the tag team partners, with all the, somehow he just kept going. Like, fucking A, dude.
Well, I mean, wrestling wise, it's because he's a brilliant worker.
Yeah, I think he's smart. I think he's a smart dude. He knows fucking, he knows the
wrestling. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, he knows what's up versus.
In fact, I don't think I've ever heard anybody call Mark a dumbass or anything like that. They've always been like, yeah, dude, like, you're not getting over on Bagwell.
No, and he's gonna call it out like it is. Like
in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. And I totally respect that. That was fucking awesome. And they talked about that quite a bit in his episode. You should watch it. I know you don't want to watch it, but that one's a pretty good one.
You know, it's really just I don't want to support that product in any way. And I know me not watching it or watching it makes about that much fucking difference. But for me, I'm just not going to do it.
You just feel that strongly.
I do.
Like you're not going to support it.
I believe it's a horrible thing. It's like Beyond the Mat. I could have been in a movie. Could have got a movie payday. Fuck no. I'm not interested in doing anything with you guys.
Yeah.
And then another buddy of ours picked up the booking, and he ran with it. And, you know, good for him, I guess. He got his little payday, and he got his 8 seconds of screen time or whatever it was. But, fuck that.
Beyond the Mat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Was that the one where there was a comment made by about a certain person?
A certain person gotcha. Doing a certain thing, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I figured that's what you were talking about. And then there's two other gentlemen that took a big payout. They were in it quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They did make some money. Three of them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know,
for
the sure. Fucking Rolly got the lion's share of whatever APW brought in for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then there was another thing they did. What was that one dude? Help me think of the name of it. I can't remember the name. Harley Race was it, but they were undercover. They were it was Wrestling's Not a Secret or something. If you know the secret,
I don't know.
I can't think of that show. They did it back in the. Fuck, I can't think of it.
You try to Google it. I can hear you typing.
I know. I actually yeah. Let's see. I have to look at it. I don't know. Something about wrestling fake or something. I don't know. There's some show it was on. Anyways, I can't think. I'm not going
to. See, I'm surprised whatever. Harley would be involved in any kind of a hatchet job on the business.
Yeah,
but then Harley's a carny. He's getting his money.
Yeah. The premise was, I hope some of our people are on the air here that can give us the name of the show. But the premise was basically giving the wrestling away, how fake it is. So it was like 8 or 10 guys that were in these little masks, little gimmicks, and they would do like a lockup and a move. Like, okay, this is why this person does this and blah, blah. Like they gave away wrestling like on TV. And yeah. People prospered off of that, and I'll probably think of the name later on, but Harley's one of the main guys I was talking, and of course, it was all dark, so you couldn't really see him, but it was him.
Yeah, you can't mistake that voice.
Yeah, and he was talking, giving away all the secrets, like why this happens, that happens, and this is what goes on, and literally.
Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much did you mark out when Harley showed up over with Vince?
Oh, as the king? To be honest, I started watching wrestling probably after he got there. Okay. So I couldn't really mark it. Yeah, I started watching wrestling in
86, 87. Every bit the amount of a meltdown in my head that I had when Flair showed up. I was like, oh my God, it's fucking Harley Race. It's Ric Flair. Like, guys you never thought would end up over there, they did, because money talks.
Oh, for sure. 100% talks. I started watching 87, 88, I would say. I'll go like 86, 87. That's kind of when I started watching, 9 or 10 years old when I started watching wrestling. So Harley was kind of on his way out, really, at that point.
He's later man, in his career. I can't remember a time when I didn't watch. I mean, up until after I got into the business and I stopped watching it. But before that, it goes all the way back. Man, wow. Good shit.
Yeah, fucking A, man. It was, Harley's great, man. So, but I did, of course, obviously looking him up back and then watching his old match, like, damn, he really was great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Doug. It had to be akin to that. Magicians exposing their tricks in the masks. It's starting to ring a bell.
It and I'll think of the name of it, but literally it was probably on for 2 hours, and they aired it. I think it was NBC or CBS. It was one of the main channels that entered main stations that was on, and I was like, holy shit, but they gave a lot away. And I was kind of just starting the business when it came out. So it was like 97-ish, 98. Roughly that's when it came out, but two people I know there, one was in Beyond the Mat and another person wasn't in Beyond the Mat, prospered pretty well.
Who wasn't? Say the name. Are you referring to Don? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Don was good. I mean, I personally think Don was a kind of a twatty human being, but in the ring, yeah, Donovan Morgan was the shit.
He was great. I got to work him, and when I first started out, and he's fucking great, man. Probably one of the best ones I've worked.
But you know, I feel the same about Jason Styles. Like, he's a punk. I don't like that guy even a little bit, and I just know he's a glass jawed pussy. But he's a great worker. But you can't say
noted. Yeah, no.
Once he's history, I guarantee goddamn it. He never gave me the chance. Never. Just that little file cabinet episode, but I never got that one good right in the mouth.
Yeah. No doubt. You mentioned a good point. He was great. Never got to work him, but seen these matches and watched him, and great worker.
Hey, him and Kazarian, boy, they used to just burn it the fuck up over there for Kirk White.
Oh yeah. Another great worker.
Oh,
he's still going.
I was thinking about Kirk. I was like, what? Kirk? Yeah, he was a carny, not a worker.
Big time carny, man. R.I.P. Kirk. We got love for him. He helped us out. In some ways, he helped us out.
Well, actually, a lot of ways, dude. Kirk was our dude, man. He was probably, for a good 3 years, our number one ally in the promoting game.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved our product, and he was offering some good advice for us. And some we took, and some we probably should have taken more of it. But
and then he started a little ribbon war with me. We had a lot of fun doing that shit. Did I ever tell you about the honky tonk rib?
No. Oh,
Jesus, honky calls me and goes, so Kirk's being kind of a dick right now on the phone with me. I said, okay, so I want you to give him a call and tell him you're my new booking agent and everything's got to go through you from now on. And he's going to bitch and cry and argue and then just say, well, I guess you don't get honky then, and hang up on him and then see how long until he calls you back. But I want to be on call. So we did it on the three-way call thing. And I did. I called him up. Say, Kirk, hey, what's up there, guy? I say, I just needed to let you know that I'm officially representing Honky from here on out. So any booking requests are going to go ahead and go through me. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm not going to book him through you. I've got his number. I'll call him myself. Well, I guess you're not going to get Honky anymore. Honky was howling, dude. Bam. Immediately he tried to call back. He goes, don't take it. Let him call you back like two times. It ended up being a good laugh in the end when we had a three-way call, but boy, that was probably the best getting over on Kirk White that I ever got. Any booking of Honky's going to have to go through me from that one.
Wow, that's awesome. And why I'm not surprised it involved Honky.
Because Honky's a shit-disturbing motherfucker. He loves to stir the cauldron.
He does. He reminds me of that kid, right, that would start shit and be like, hey, I'm going to tell this person one thing and tell this person the other thing. And it kind of, let's see what happens. It kind of hangs back. He kind of reminds me of that.
But the thing is, he's that dude who would say, I'm going to tell you one thing and then you one thing, but they're both the truth.
Like
when they're going at each other, there's legit fire behind it now. And then, yeah, he just sits back and chuckles. For Christ's sakes, he tried to buy Piper's gimmick out from under him.
Yeah, not surprised.
I mean, what the shit? I even told him, what are you doing? He goes, it's just business. You know, if Pipe wants it, he'll buy it back from me. Oh, you're an asshole, dude.
Wow, dude.
But man, was he a lot of fun. Well, okay, so let's put a pin finally in this Beyond the Mat. I still ain't with it. I'm trying to get my head wrapped around where you're coming from, but.
The dark side, you mean?
What'd I say?
You said Beyond the Mat.
Fuck you.
I'm just.
No, that's my final thought.
What, to me or to them? To me. Oh, okay.
To you,
gotcha.
For you never work against the family.
Oh shit.
You motherfucker, you.
Are you taking me on a fishing boat on a fishing right. trip and then
I know it was you, okay. Bobby Boucher, and you broke my heart. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, hoo-ah. The bink fucking dumped me in the lake and I'm done.
But then later on in life, I'll like have convulsions and be screaming out, Chris, Chris, Fredo. Ooh. You are fucking Fredo.
I'm Fredo. Oh, wow.
All right. We got the 32 minutes. I think that's a good wrap it up point.
Time to take it home.
I mean, unless you got anything else you want to put on the table.
Nah, that's it. That's about it. I felt like I got everything off my chest. About the dark side of the ring. So I think we can put this to bed.
You know, God, you know, before we go off the air, Chris, just a couple of things I got to say to you here about you taking the wrong side on this Beyond the Mat.
Oh, I thought we were
You know what?
This.
I'll tell you when we're